This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. For 63 years, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, has administered foreign aid and development assistance to low-income countries around the globe. Its motto, from the American people, is diplomatic in tone. Today, the agency is mostly at a standstill, in flux following government reduction orders by the Trump administration, which have been met with court challenges. This has led to an award termination for a local nonprofit called Nurturing Minds. The group is cut off from $476,000 from USAID to construct two new buildings at a boarding school for vulnerable girls in Morogoro, a city in eastern Tanzania. Nurturing Minds co-founder Polly Dolan lives outside Philadelphia. We talked this week about the school, its mission, and its funding problem. Polly, tell us about this project in Tanzania, just the basics.
We educate girls, and we reach more than 2,500 girls a year. We have a boarding school that accepts girls who otherwise would never have gotten a chance to get a high school education, especially a quality, holistic education. We have scholarship programs so they can continue studying even beyond from when they graduate. Graduates themselves go back to their home communities and mentor girls in clubs and teach them about their rights, entrepreneurship. They teach them so many things that help extend the impact just beyond the school.
Morogoro, it sounds like it's a tough place to grow up as a young woman.
It is really tough, especially for girls, because there are so many household demands on them. So if there's a sick sibling or a parent or younger siblings, maybe they've lost their own parents and they're now caring for the family, but they're the first ones to miss school or to drop out when things get tough.
And tell me about the buildings.
We're really excited to build a biology lab, a very cool maker space for arts and entrepreneurship, a dormitory for girls, and security wall. We were so excited when we got this grant because it means it'll be an even safer place for the girls with the wall. We won't have to deal with any threats from outside. And the biology lab is very much wanted by the government inspectors who are continuously telling us, you need to have a biology lab. So we were finally going to be able to accomplish all of this.
Why biology?
Well, it's just part of the national curriculum, and you can choose your focuses as a school, and ours are sciences as well as business.
So is this an extension of an existing campus?
Yeah, we have over 25 buildings. We've been existing since 2008 when we first started in a borrowed classroom from a local school down the road. And thanks to generosity of USAID and thousands of supporters over here in the U.S., we have managed to build this amazing campus and educate all of these girls. We have 500 graduates so far, the vast majority of whom have received full scholarship because they came from very poor families.
Who had the vision for this project, and what was the main goal?
I had been living in Tanzania for 10 years before co-founding this organization. And when you live there, you can't help but see the situation that girls are in, the hardships that they face, just from having a different status in their society. They get pulled into all kinds of exploitation. So the vision was to just provide a very quality education to give girls a leg up, but more than that, let them know their rights, where they stand in the world, offer them communication skills, self-development, reproductive health knowledge, all of the things that we would consider a holistic, comprehensive education.
Describe the excitement around the construction. Who else would benefit? Were there local workers doing the building and so forth?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it brings employment to all sectors. I mean, contractors, architects, data collectors, because this grant in this branch of USAID is all about promoting humanitarian aims, but also promoting an image of the United States as a friend.
Polly, the work is stopped, Your organization received a notice Wednesday from the federal government. It looks like U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, in his capacity as the acting administrator for USAID, determined your award is not aligned with agency priorities and made a determination that continuing this program is not in the national interest. When you received that notice, what went through your head?
It just made me very sad. What's really sad to me is this statement that our grant is no longer considered in the interest of the United States. We're educating girls who otherwise wouldn't have a chance. The U.S. has always stood for that, those kind of values. And to think that all of a sudden we're communicating to the world that our values have changed overnight and we're no longer actually interested in reaching out to others or playing this kind of a role in the world is sad.
Holly, what would you have to say to anyone who may share this sentiment that Americans should look at America first, stabilize and build our economy first? Perhaps we have no business spending American tax dollars to do this in places like Tanzania.
Well, it's a conundrum because while a place like Tanzania, USAID was the largest donor for decades, it's also the most visible experience and symbol of the U.S. that is outside the country. When you're here in this country, sometimes all you can see are the challenges we face, ongoing challenges for equity and economic disparity and constantly wanting to be vigilant on our government and democracy. But when you're outside the country, you see a different perspective. And when people have a direct experience with Americans or with funds from USAID, they have that experience forever. They're going to be less likely to join some terrorist group, for example, that is maybe saying a lot of negative things. They might be thinking, well, my daughter actually went to a school that was funded by Americans. So it has all of these other impacts that we sitting over here in the U.S. aren't very aware of, but they impact our lives as well.
What are your options right now?
Basically, we are going to take many years to be able to build these buildings. This grant was so wonderful because it enables us to continue raising funds and channeling those funds for educating the girls.
Thank you so much, Holly Dolan. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.